guys, welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andress, and joining me today is Georgina Vaughn of Georgina Vaughn Photography. She is a former Miss Nevada Teen USA 2006 and a former Miss Nevada USA 2009.
Hi guys, thanks for having me today.
I'm so excited to interview you.
Me too.
I'm really excited because today we are going to be talking about the start of Georgina Vaughn Photography and what's behind the scenes when it comes to shooting, I guess. I think for me, holding a camera or using a camera, the technical aspect of it has always been so interesting and still kind of confusing for me. So I'm excited to like get to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So why don't we start off with your history? Like, where did all of this start? Your love for photography and the startup of your business.
So I started competing in pageants and was fortunate enough to win Miss Nevada Teen USA and Miss Nevada USA. And I feel like that just created a huge passion within my heart to be a part of other pageant girls' journeys. And the photography aspect came into play because my father is also a world-renowned photographer. He shot Elton John, Jimi Hendrix. He's worked on all the James Bond films. And I was fortunate enough to learn from him just throughout my whole childhood to now. And when I got older, I realized that it was just such a huge passion of mine, and now I get to live my passion every day.
That's so exciting. Oh my gosh, your dad has lived like in a really like fun life.
He's kind of like a rock star.
Yeah. That's so fun. Oh my god, I didn't know he like worked on all the James Bond movies.
Yeah, he worked on the first four original Bond films.
Wow.
So it was very cool. Yeah. And so he just taught me everything I know, and I started doing hair and makeup for him when I was 14 mm-hmm. on all of his shoots. So I learned hair and makeup young and was able to put that also into my business and just turn it into something that I love every day.
So 14 years old, like, where did you even learn how to do hair and makeup? Because YouTube wasn't really a thing back then.
YouTube was not a thing. I think I just always was playing with it, mm-hmm. and since my mom was also Miss Great Britain, she had known, like, stage makeup and whatnot, and she had taught me, like, contouring, I think, when I was, like, 12 years old.
Oh, my God, that's so young.
Yes, and so I just started doing it for my dad's shoots, and mm-hmm. trial and error, and got it down.
Yeah. Was contouring even a thing back then?
She taught me how to do it, and it was still like the same techniques, uh-huh. Just way more amplified now, obviously. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So did you get to work on anyone like fun or like famous? Anyone that we would know?
I mean, when I was working for my dad, he transitioned out of shooting celebrities to shooting for hotels and casinos. So that's what brought my family to Las Vegas. So my family is originally from England, but they came to Las Vegas because he started shooting all the hotels and casinos. So by the time I was working, not as cool of people.
Yeah.
I get the cool people now.
Oh my god, I know, which we'll get into that a little bit more later in the show, but it's okay. So what's your favorite part of it? Shooting everyone and, you know, being able to be a photographer?
By far my favorite part of being able to shoot all the girls that I get to shoot is knowing that I'm giving them the memories that they're going to show their future children, their future grandchildren. It's not just their experience for the pageant, but what I'm giving them is almost their memory imprinted into a photo of being a title holder. So it's just really cool. I know from when I was Miss Nevada USA, all the pictures and the people that shot me are now what I go to show my family.
Yeah.
And it stays with you forever. A picture lasts forever.
That's so true.
It's amazing.
That's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Really? That like kind of made me really emotional.
It's just how I feel.
Yeah. And what's really cool is that you literally have shot each girl from all 51 states, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. My team and I travel around to all different states every month, getting to shoot delegates for different pageants. And I was also fortunate enough to be the fashion photographer for Miss USA and Miss Universe. So I got to shoot 51 states, which was incredible. And then from that opportunity, it carried on to shooting the entire Miss Universe pageant, which was a whirlwind, and you helped me, Kimberly.
I know. I was so excited when you asked me to come help style and assist to shoot Miss Universe 2017.
I know. It just seems like it was yesterday.
It was so crazy. How many contestants were there? There were like 100 and...
It was the most they ever had, but I don't remember how many it was.
There were so many. We shot them in
3 days, and it was over 100 girls.
That's insane, like shooting that many girls in 3 days.
Yes, it was a workout.
Yeah, and you made all of the backdrops.
Yeah, so for that Miss Universe photo shoot, we did a theme of floral, and I built every backdrop that we shot on, and I transported them to Planet Hollywood, and it's kind of the behind the scenes that people don't know about, that they think, oh, that's a cool shot, but it's like, do you know how we got that shot? Mm-hmm. It was not just something that we took that day. It's building the backdrops, it's getting the backdrops there, it's the lighting, it's the makeup, it's the fan, it's the assistants, so, you know, it's everything that takes to make a great photo,
right? Which is like really cool. We are actually recording here at Georgina's studio, and a lot of the backdrops that she's made herself is obviously stored here, which is really cool. I think that, I guess, like, not a lot of photographers really make a lot of backdrops, don't they? Like, they just have like that paper backdrop that they use. I think that's really cool that you...
I mean, I always try to be one step ahead. Always try to be innovative, and I always say, be the person that people want to copy, not the person copying people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I build my own stuff, because that comes just from me. You know, I can't buy that online. So it just makes it different.
What helps is that you're a very creative person. I know, like, you love doing crafts and all that. So that, like, helps a lot, which is, like, really cool. Do you have, like, any type of inspiration that you... Like, do you have an inspiration board that you kind of keep when you're creating all of these things?
So I don't do inspiration boards. I literally find inspiration through my adventures in life, whether it's traveling, whether it's seeing different countries, whether it's looking at a window display of a high fashion designer, or if it's watching RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I find inspiration. There's literally beauty in everything if you just open your eyes and look. And you can transfer it into whatever you can turn it into creatively. I don't know how to explain it, but that's just how I get my, like, inspiration.
Yeah. You know? I think that's, like, the perfect definition, what you just said, that there's beauty in everything as long as you open your eyes up and look. Oh, I love that.
Well, so many people are consumed in their phone or social media and everything else that's around us that's becoming, like, the societal norm. Mm-hmm. But there's so much just beauty around us if we just take a look, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I love that. And what's so cool about your job is you literally get to travel to so many places. You've also got to go to Ukraine, right?
So I was the official photographer for Miss Russia Universe.
Right.
Yes, and then also Miss Slovakia Universe. I never thought I could say that my job would be taking me
internationally.
Yeah. It's just incredible. And from getting to, like, be the photographer for Miss Slovakia, I rented a car and I road trip to Budapest and Vienna and got on a train and went to Prague. Like, it's just, there's a big world out there and I want to see it all.
Yeah. Which is, like, really cool, because you honestly, you have the opportunity to do that with your photography and with the pageant background.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, like, every girl that shoots with you obviously absolutely loves your photos. Thanks. And they use you, right? So what was it like being in Slovakia and, like, in Russia? Were the girls, like, completely different from the contestants that you see here in the U.S.?
Well,
or the production of it all?
I mean, everything is completely different.
Really?
And it's so amazing to see because with each country comes their differences. But the biggest difference for me as far as shooting them, as you know, like, when I shoot people, I'm really hands-on and telling and giving direction and helping them. What I didn't factor in is that we don't speak the same language.
Right.
So it turned into me communicating just with my body, if that makes sense. Okay. Or showing them how to pose by doing the poses. And my first time in Slovakia, I didn't realize that there was a news crew filming the shoot.
Oh, wow.
And when I saw it on the news, I'm literally Vogue posing. And it just looked crazy because I wasn't in fashion attire and then the model is copying me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to figure out how to communicate however best you can, you know?
Yeah, I guess body language is one good way to communicate. And they don't have, like, or they don't bring a translator for you, or
they
like
do not. Some of the girls do speak very little English.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, no. But you can really communicate with your body. It's
yeah.
incredible.
That is, huh. That's very interesting. Well, that's good to know.
Just in case you're wondering.
Thank you. What state is your favorite state to shoot as far as like the pageants go?
Oh, I'd like my to know. God. That is a question, Kimberly. I cannot answer that.
That's okay. I think I know deep down who the person is. I'm kidding. Okay, I wanna go back to when you were getting your inspiration, you said like drag shows. Mm-hmm. I know drag is like one of your favorite things. You recently were at a show in New York.
You know too much about
yes.
me.
Oh my God. No, I love it. And I think that a lot of people love drag too. Obviously, yeah. That's where we've gotten our baking from, where we've learned right. that technique, right? One of my friends does drag. And that's he, awesome. Yeah, he does drag in Brooklyn and he does like shows and all that. He's also like he's totally into that. He makes his own costumes. Like his name is Miss Lady. So like I want to know about your experience like at that drag show that you were just at because it seems so fun.
So I went to a place called Lips in New York mm-hmm. when I was just there shooting. And basically it's a restaurant where the servers serve you in drag. And then all of a sudden the music cues on and they get on stage and perform.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty remarkable. I just love drag because they're so unapologetically themselves
mm-hmm.
and being their like alter ego. And I think that that's fun. I think there's a world full of judgments and stop judging and just be playful, be who you are and have fun and experiment. It's fun.
Yeah, I know that was a little off topic, but like I was just like
you just wanted to know.
I just wanted to know, and I'm sure like my listeners wanted to know as
oh
well.
God.
But going back into topic, I guess okay, like I said in the beginning, I think that using a camera or like just having a camera in general or whatever, the photography aspect of it is just like so interesting because I mean I have a camera and I don't really know how to use it, and every time I go to YouTube to try to like use it or set it up the way YouTube tells me to, it never really captures my photos the way I expect it to. So I mean, like, what am I doing wrong?
Well, I don't want to give away my secrets on right. this podcast, but a lot of it is natural ability to compose the photo correctly, mm-hmm. get your angles right. And I don't mean your pose right, but the photographer's
yeah.
angle right. And your lighting, get it mm-hmm. to how you want it to be. But I think a lot of people think they can just pick up a camera and become a photographer.
Yeah, that's I've what I'm getting that. At. Yeah.
And
that's not the case at all because
it's not the case.
No.
I feel like there's a lot of people that just think it's easy and it's not. It's a whole production. There's mm-hmm. a whole thought process that goes behind each image. And I think I don't want to give away my secrets, so I'm not going to go into detail on everything, but it's definitely composition, lighting, and also the energy and time and your heart that you put into it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just take a little snapshot of somebody and hope that it turns out the way that you see other photographers on Instagram. It's
right.
not how it works.
Right, because even, like I said, like when I try to like take a simple photo of myself or just like a test shot of anything, it just never comes out the way that I envision it to.
Yeah.
And when I go back and like I try to edit, it just like it turns into a mess. So there is like a huge there really is like a huge production behind it
there,
that
it's,
like
it's something you have to study, just like anything that you right. want to be great at, you have to study it and mm-hmm. and take it takes experience, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't go to school at all, you learned everything from your dad.
I learned everything from my dad, and then my dad and I have very different styles, though. Mm-hmm. So I learned the initial works from my dad, but then learned my own stuff just by doing my own research and whatnot and trial and error. And then I found my own style. And now it's kind of cool because my dad and I teach each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
He doesn't like to say that, but we do.
Really? And he does. He still takes pictures of you.
He does. Yeah. He does all my photos and like family photos and stuff. But
have you ever taken any photos by yourself? Like, do you have a remote to, like, you know, like, do people just do self-timer?
No. That's the only time that I tried doing that was when I was pregnant, mm-hmm. and I was trying to document my little belly growing. Uh-huh. And I would, like, sprint in front of the camera.
While you were pregnant.
Yes. And then I realized, let's not be sprinting while pregnant. So then my dad came and took my belly photo.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think that's exactly what I would do. I mean, that's what we all do, even with our iPhones. We'll, like, prompt it up.
Yes.
And then we'll quickly run. And then the photo that's captured is, like,
a hot mess.
A hot mess. Or just, like, not even a picture because it's all blurred.
Anything for a photo.
Yeah. I know this question might be a little silly.
Okay.
However, what's the difference between a camera photo versus, like, an iPhone photo?
I mean, it's because, the, like, quality.
Okay.
Obviously, it's the megapixels.
Right.
A lot of it is to do with the lens that mm-hmm. you have. And one of the biggest mistakes people make with their iPhones is not cleaning the lens.
Okay. Yeah.
We're all victims to that.
Right.
And also, it's just the quality.
Right.
That's the main thing.
But even with, like, the new iPhones or, like, the new phones that are out and that are coming out, like, they always, I think one of the things that they really promote is the quality of their camera.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Do you still think that that is not as good as an actual camera?
No, I mean, it depends on, like, if you're saying, should I get an iPhone or should I get just, like, a Happy Snap digital camera?
Yeah,
your iPhone will be just fine. But if you want, like, your pageant headshot or your modeling portfolio, your iPhone is not going to be just fine,
right?
You know? So there's different levels of quality, and I think phones are promoting to just, like, the average user, like, mm-hmm. vacation photos and whatnot, but you're not going to get a professional quality photo. As far as, like, if you went to a studio,
right?
You know,
but now, like, the iPhones have, like, that the portrait mode,
right? On right, them. Right.
And now, do you consider that as, like, a professionally shot?
No, photo? I mean, I use that when we take, like, makeup photos at the studio for, like, how we did makeup, just so, like, mm-hmm. clients can see and you get, like, a cool shot like that, but. You're not going to put that into your portfolio.
Right.
You know, you're not going to submit that for your pageant. So,
yeah.
And if you zoom in, like, you'll see that the portrait mode even messes up and blurs out things that weren't supposed to be blurred.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Because, like, for the most part, what I've seen, my phone doesn't have portrait mode because I still have an iPhone 6.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insane? However, it still works really well, which is so weird. Is because people are always like, it slows down. But mine hasn't.
Huh. You got lucky.
I did get lucky. But anyways, whenever I have taken a photo on portrait photo on someone else's phone, I always see, like, the background get blurred. Maybe I'm not, like, zooming in to see if, like, anything.
It's only sometimes it messes
up. Yeah.
And then it looks like you, like, edited it and, like, messed it up, but really just portrait mode messed it up, you know? Mm-hmm. So you might be seeing it, but just thinking someone edited messed up.
Yeah. That's...
Well, who takes your, like, how's your Instagram? Is that just from your phone?
That is from Raul's phone, yes. and then obviously, like, the photos that you've taken of me, like, you can tell, like, the professionally done photos.
Yeah.
And then all of my everyday photos are obviously from
my phone. But I think it's important to have both.
Right.
You know, you can't have an Instagram that's all professional photos.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, you can have an Instagram of just all normal photos, but for my clients, they're promoting modeling and pageantry, so they need both, you know?
Right. When you snap a shot of a photo, obviously, like, you're looking through the lens. I know when I've, like, taken photos, it's sometimes, like, I just, like, use a digital screen.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what's the difference?
I mean, my lens is making it either zoomed or wide. It depends on the lens that you have.
Uh-huh.
And so it's for me, like, if you notice when I'm shooting, I'm scooting really far back, but I'm still getting a very tight shot because I'm have a zoom lens, you know, and so for me it's just cropping it and making it how I want it to be.
Why is it that there are so many different types of like lenses?
Well, it depends on your photography. Are you a landscape photographer? Are you mm-hmm. a portrait photographer? Are you a fashion photographer? Are you an architectural photographer? They all do different things, you know? So you can't have my type of lens for an architectural shot.
Yeah.
It's just, those are the differences.
That's just so crazy. I had no idea that there's so much more to like photography than just taking that snapshot right. of a photo. And I don't think, I mean, I'm sure some people do know that, or there are some people who are like me who are just like completely clueless when it comes to the photography aspect of it. Because like you said, you can't just pick up a photo and expect it, or pick up a camera and expect that shot to be like professionally done. Right.
I have a lot of clients that come to me and they'll say, I went to this other person, I showed them your work, and I asked them if they could do something like that. And they said yes, and then they'll say, and this is what they gave me. And it doesn't look anything like it.
Yeah.
But you think, of course I can do that. Of
right.
course, you know, I'm not here to do something that somebody else is doing. People can't do exactly what I'm doing because it's an art.
Yeah.
It's like being a painter. Can you paint like another painter? No.
No, you know? Absolutely not.
Can you do makeup like another makeup artist? No. It's an art form.
Mm-hmm.
You can't replicate art.
Hmm. Huh. And you do a really good job of it. Thanks. I know. I love everything.
Thank you.
But yeah, so what is next for Georgina Vaughn Photography?
Well, I'm back on the traveling circuit. Yeah. A lot of people know and a lot of people don't know, but I had a baby.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you recently had baby Brooks.
Yes, my sweet little boy. And he's 4 months old.
Yeah.
And I started traveling again last month. Mm-hmm. So back on the circuit. And I stopped traveling for just a few months there when he was first born. So really just getting back into the groove. I just got back from New York and before that, Arizona. Next up is California. We're shooting for the Miss California USA pageant. So yeah, just traveling again, getting back into my groove.
Oh, that's so exciting. And did you get to bring Brooks to any of the shoots?
Yes, I did. He went to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I'm really fortunate that my mom comes mm-hmm. and is with him during the day. And then at night, I get to be with him. And then New York, I left him because that's kind of a long trip. So I wasn't sure if he was quite ready for that yet.
Have you brought him on a plane yet?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh. Are you nervous to do so?
Yes, definitely. Especially because we bring so much stuff when we travel. That's another thing to bring. But mm-hmm. yeah, definitely.
Do you... when you travel, do you check? You obviously check everything in, right?
Yes. When we travel, we have it down to a system, but we have about six 50-pound bags.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
But it's all necessary.
It is. You can never leave anything behind.
Never.
When you travel, I do want to ask, because you have, like, an entire accessory wall here for, like, your clients and obviously for your shoots. Do you bring some of that to your shoots?
I definitely do. So when I travel, so something that was really important for me, especially from being a former pageant girl mm-hmm. and having experiences with photo shoots and whatnot, is I noticed that when photographers traveled, it was not the same experience or quality as when you went to the studio.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I traveled, one of the most important things was that they were getting the same experience and quality. And so I bring all my makeup, all the backdrops, all the jewelry, and make sure that they're having just as quality of an experience as they would if they were to come to Vegas and shoot.
Yeah, that's great. That's true, though, because I feel like you just think, I need to pack my equipment,
mm-hmm.
not thinking that you need the accessories.
No.
Or, like, I mean, I'm sure, like, makeup is one thing that they bring. But I know some photographers ask you to bring your own foundation.
I guess.
Yeah.
Balling on a budget.
I know that's like a thing, but I think that's like really cool that you have all of that for the girls, because honestly, like, some girls don't even know what types of accessories to bring
exactly.
to like make that photo really like be amazing.
Exactly.
I know for me, it's like, it's really hard to find like those type of costume accessories too.
Yeah, and
so
they're expensive.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other costs that girls competing in pageants already have to worry about that
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to just like relieve little stressors where I can.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's just important for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to leave us off on?
just thank you for having me. I'm so excited for your podcast, and I love what you're doing, and I love all the different people that you're having on the show. I just think it's awesome, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Georgina. Oh my gosh, I love you. Georgina has definitely been with me since the very beginning and has been a true inspiration to me. She knows that. However, you can find Georgina on Instagram. Why don't you tell my listeners where they can find you?
Sure, yeah. I'm on Instagram as Georgina Vaughn Photography, or my website is just www.georginavaughnphotography.com.
Yeah, and hit her up. Like, she's taken a bunch of my headshots for the Miss Nevada USA pageant, has taken some fashion photos of me, and I mean, I get a ton of likes on them on Instagram. So if you want a ton of likes as well, go on ahead and
that's right.
Shoot her an email. Do you prefer email or DM?
Definitely email.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot her an email, and
it's in my Instagram bio.
Yeah. And she'll get back to you.
Yay.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed the show, which I'm sure you did, don't forget to rate and leave a review, and stay tuned for next week's episode on Bubblegum Kim Podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.